Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 81, capital gains on the sale of a garden. Giselle asks, I read your article on capital gains tax with great interest, and I hope you can give me a clearer idea of my tax liability on a sale of land that's about to go through. The land is quite small. It forms part of my garden. It sits alongside my property. The agreement I've made with my builder is that he will pay £55,000 for the land and in addition carry out £30,000 worth of improvements to my home. I understand that I'll be liable for capital gains tax on the full amount of £85,000. My annual income is somewhere between £12,000 and £14,500 per annum. With the initial £11,000 tax-free, I believe I'll have capital gains tax at a rate of 18% on the remaining £74,000. Is this correct? Then where should I put the £55,000 cash sum? I can't quite get my head round having the money from the builder and then just buying an ISA. How do I declare this? And do I say this all on my tax form? If I put the £55,000 in a one-year ISA, do I have to pay tax on that? I'm a little bit confused here. Kind regards, Giselle. Yep, you sound at the end of there's a little bit of confusion in what you do with the tax treatment, but the first part of it you were generally correct. I need to ask Giselle a few questions before I could decide on the capital gains tax treatment on this land. They were, is the land less than 0.5 hectares? Is she intending to continue to live in the house? Has the property and the garden been her primary residence while she's been living there? And does the land that's being sold meet the criteria of being a garden, as per the HMRC, which is a piece of ground, usually partly grassed and adjoining a private house, used for growing flowers, fruit or vegetables, or as a place of recreation? Based on her responses, which were yes to all of those, it was less than 0.5 hectares, she does continue to live in the house, it is a primary property and it is a garden. Then, based on my understanding of private residence relief, based on the permitted area and the fact that she's selling part of her garden while she's still living in the property, she will be eligible for full relief, meaning that the transaction will be completely exempt from capital gains. As I advise Giselle, don't take my word for it. You can go and have a good look through the HMRC manual on the matter, which I've linked in the show notes, moneystepper.com/question81. Also, I'd like to highlight, given the total consideration of £85,000 falling below the stamp duty tax threshold of £125,000 for primary properties, then she'll also incur 0% stamp duty. So, that should cover the first part of the question. Regarding the second part of the question, well, there's no tax to pay, so you haven't got to deal with all that with the tax man. If there was, you would declare this and you would pay your tax, and then what you had after tax, you would invest. For the second part, you have £55,000 in cash sitting in your account now, which your builder's paid you. If you're investing that in the ISA, well, the limit that you can put into an ISA in any one year from this year is £15,240. This actually resets at the tax year, 5th of April. It resets, meaning that if the sale goes through before April, you'll actually be able to put that in twice. Once in the 2015-16 tax year, one in the 2016-17 tax year. So you could put £30,480 into ISAs, which you can invest in cash or stocks and shares, however you wish, and then the rest of the cash will actually have to remain outside of an ISA until next year. Where to actually invest that money? Well, I recommend reading some articles from Money Stepper on this. We've got a long-term investment strategy guide. We've got an article on ISAs versus pensions. We've got a good article on the arguments for passive investing, all of which I'll link to in the show notes, moneystepper.com/question81. If you've got any questions as a result of this episode, or any questions at all, let me know. Normal format, either email me at moneystepper@gmail.com, or you can submit a question directly at moneystepper.com/submit a question. Hope to hear from you soon.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.